The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. So hold on to your dentures now, kids, for it is time to shake, rattle, and roll a few pillars at your local retirement home, because the toothless old grandpa himself is waiting in the wings to tell us about Honduras. Hey, Grandpa, they love you.
Yes, I certainly receive more kudos than some radio hosts around here.
Yeah, so, tell me, Grandpa, why do you always feel the need to insult me every time you are on my show?
Come on now, son. You should know that I am forced to psychologically compensate for my lack of teeth.
Oh, yeah? Are you sure that you aren't actually compensating for something else?
Oh, no. Quite the opposite in that particular category, young man. My hands, you will please note, are quite large. In fact, my gloves are extra large. In further fact, one of the many crosses that I have been forced to bear throughout the course of my highly extended life is that I am legally required to keep my most impressive physical characteristic hidden from the public view.
Careful now, Grandpa.
Well, in fact, were Donald Trump ever to see mine, I suspect that the man would break down into tears.
Come on, Grandpa, you aren't supposed to say stuff like that on a family radio show. Okay, well, a radio show that airs during daylight hours, anyway.
Well, I say, the hell with that. This is a public radio station, and not only am I a member of the public, but I am also a toothless old grandpa, meaning I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
Ooh, snap. Okay, Grandpa, though I do now feel the need to disclaim here and announce that the views expressed by the toothless old grandpa do not necessarily reflect the views of even the staff here at the Thunderbolt, much less this radio station, or any of its affiliates, or any of its sponsors, or anyone else that has anything to do with much of anything around here. And so, with that firmly established, why don't you take it away, Grandpa?
Glory hallelujah. Thought you'd never say that. So one thing I will say about Honduras, at least they murdered their activists outright by simply sending in uniformed soldiers to shoot them. Yes, they are murderers. They're just more forthright about it. They are honest murderers, if you will. This time, they messed up, though. First, they tried to kill two activists who have lots of privileged white friends in the Great White West. Yes, kids, Berta Cáceres was a well-known, articulate, and effective defender of both environmental and indigenous rights. And those two issues are very closely interlinked. Gustavo Castro Soto is a coordinator for the Mexican chapter of Friends of the Earth. Now, both people are widely known in liberal Western environmental circles. Now, I happen to remember that in a previous Thunderbolt, Mr. Thunderbolt here advised would-be world dominators that they should avoid mass murdering civilians that have lots of privileged white friends because white people get all upset whenever they kill people that these white people know about and that they admire. I guess maybe the Honduran fascists should listen to the Thunderbolts. Yes, killing activists that are popular in Western circles was bad enough. However, astute listeners may have noted that I just referred to Senora Caceres in the past tense, while I referred to Senor Soto in the present tense. Yep, the Honduran fascists went for both, but they only got one. They inadvertently left the other for dead, when actually, he wasn't dead at all. In other words, they left a witness.
Whoops.
And now, in keeping with your Animal Farm theme... Well, the Honduran fascists really tried. They shot Mr. Soto twice as he held his dying friend in his arms. However, he fooled them by pretending that he was dead, and they evidently just left him to lie. Shot, Senor Soto somehow not only made his way to the Mexican embassy, but when he attempted to leave Honduras for Mexico, he was accompanied by the Mexican ambassador to Honduras. However, before Senor Soto could board the plane, Honduran stormtroopers stormed the airport. They illegally took Senor Soto from the ambassador's protection, and they arrested him. He is supposedly being, quote, questioned about the shooting, and it is a sure bet that his life is in danger. If the fascists follow true to form, they may even try to frame Senor Soto for the murder. This is standard procedure, as is the mass arrest of Senora Caceres' friends, who will also likely now be blamed for her murder. If you feel like calling the White House and demanding protection for Senor Soto, then that would probably be greatly appreciated by many thousands of people.
You know, Grandpa, you always give me a feeling of surreality.
Yes, my children, it is time once again to stand in awe
of the infinite knowledge of the cosmos. Yes, it's time for the wisdom of the Thunderbolt. And this week's wisdom is being brought to you by the Olympia chapter of Gay Nazis for Jesus. And this week's wisdom is this. Whilst gauging the quantity of shite that can happen on the head of a pin, do not forget to factor dancing angels into your calculations.
And now, on behalf of myself and our strict no-refund policy, we are pleased to present for your viewing pleasure
a contemplation upon the lack of appreciation of music amongst those of the porcine species. So I just realized, yet another privilege afforded to me by the fact that I am white, is that I can get away with trashing other white people in a manner that no person of color could ever get away with. Do you imagine what the reaction would be were a black guy to start saying the kinds of things about white people that I say about them all the time? A lot of people of all races are voting for Hillary Clinton, though. So I can't lay that one strictly upon the heads of white people. I have always assumed that the only people ignorant enough to support Hillary Clinton were either paid to, or they simply don't know who she is. I have always assumed they listened to her empty words, as if those words actually meant something.
Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you. Eat your words, but don't go hungry, words have always nearly hung me. Words of nuance, words of skill, and words of romance are a thrill. Words are stupid, words are fun, words can put you on the run. Mots pressés, mots sensés, mots qui disent la vérité.
When Dolores Huerta endorsed Hillary Clinton, I had to reassess my theory. In Miss Huerta's case, I'm gonna now theorize that some people's rose-tinted glasses are so thick that they live in a world where they simply see what they want to see and simply don't see what they don't want to see.
Rap race with a fast pace. Concrete words, abstract words, crazy words, and
I'm forced to adopt this theory
words of faith and
because I can't think of any other reason
Good words and bad.
Why someone like Dolores Huerta would ever in a million years support a fascist tool of Wall Street such as Hillary Clinton. Now, in order to communicate with someone, you must speak words that they understand. I am thinking that non-white people have some insights into white people that are unavailable to a white person like me. However, by the same token, I'm thinking that I, as a white person, also has some insights into white people that are unavailable to non-white people.
Words can make you pay and pay for letter words I cannot say. Words are trouble, words are subtle, words of anger, words of hate, words over here,
words down there,
in the air and everywhere. Words of wisdom, words of strife, words that write the book I words are like a certain person can't say what they mean, don't mean what they say.
Communicate with white people, one must be able to project into white people reality. For most white people have no ability and or no interest in projecting themselves into the reality of other people, especially if those other people are not white. For instance, I recently watched a clip of a Native American woman speaking to a panel of white rednecks, and she referred to protecting the earth as protecting, quote, our mother. Now, when a Native American says something like that, I can go right there with them, and I can have deep respect for that place. However, I would suggest that most white people either can't go there or won't go there. And I would suggest that when someone says something like that to a bunch of white rednecks, then those white rednecks write that person off as a flake and give no further weight to their words. And I would suggest that this is counterproductive. Now, I am not suggesting that non-white people betray their values when dealing with white people or anything like that. No, I'm thinking more along the lines of that old metaphor about what happens when you try to teach a pig how to sing.
And I think that's a good place to stop the news and commentary section this week. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is John Trudell. May he rest in peace.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That tune was called Crazy Horse, and that was from the late Native American activist, actor, songwriter, everything, John Trudell. We'll see you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors,
their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day.
And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.